Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem. That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Just saying, since the subject has come up, I'm running with the fake cereal names in fantasy. I love Cracklin' Cap Hits.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure why it's funny. What are Cap Hits? I don't get it. But I love Cracklin' Cap Hits. I decided last night I was going to do a draft, and what came to mind was Cracklin' Snapjacks. So I drafted a team called Cracklin' Snapjacks, and then it was like I was just fired up. I felt good about the team, and I did another one.
Don't do another Cracklin'.
Cracklin' Lava Loops. We have a Cracklin' brand going.
That's a little too much Cracklin'.
So much Cracklin'. It's just Cracklin'.
All the Cracklin'.
All the Cracklin' is happening. Cracklin', yeah. Apostrophe is happening.
Cracklin', right.
It's yeah. There's no right? So we've inspired quite a thing here. On FFPC, there's a little place for you to like fill. You can have a logo. Like I would use the Deep End logo sometimes with Adam Krautwurst to show our teams, like our team with you.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, today we're talking about helmets, and the it's blank in the shape of a helmet for you to put something there. You know, maybe they want you to pick a helmet.
Yeah.
Thinking about, well, probably can't use an NFL helmet, right? Like you.
I'm guessing no.
Like a Bills helmet.
Yeah.
Could I do that? Maybe nobody's going to come after me if I do that.
All right.
Definitely not picking Tennessee.
Don't ever do that.
What do we think of the Green Bay helmet?
That's a classic. Classic.
Is it good, or it's just like you'd never change it because it's
more
a classic?
More that than it's good.
What would a Packers, like a new Packers helmet, look like? We're keeping the colors. Green Bay.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. It's just so.
What would the person?
It's so iconic. I can't really fathom doing something else with it.
It'd be cheese.
Right.
That's not Packers.
No,
but
that's, yeah. That's,
what are you putting on
Wisconsin?
The
yeah, I don't know Packers. What you're doing there.
You're not putting any Packering.
Packers. Was that was meat packing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm doing
that.
I
think you're putting cows on there.
I don't think you can make that into a
logo. Of beef like Rocky punched in the first round. I don't think you're doing that. So, yeah, I think you got to just stay with the G.
You just go with it. It's gotten you far. It works.
Stay with the G, the OG.
The OG. nomination, we were talking about helmets earlier because Joe Goodberry, after I quipped during his visit on Monday, like the stripes are a problem for the Bengals, he showed me a poll, Fashion_NFL, where they're, you know, having a poll online for the best helmet, people's favorite helmet. And Cincinnati is going to win. And that's just, you know, incredible.
Outrageous, even.
I don't dislike it, but it's not. I mean, it's like sort of a Halloween costume, the Bengals.
Yes, I do dislike it. I think it is, for me, easily. You ask me what's the worst helmet. You're not even done. The question is barely, the question mark isn't even, you know, the punctuation isn't even on the sentence, and I'm blurting out Bengals. I know what you're asking me, Bengals. I just cannot stand it.
There's no stripe, but there are many stripes.
Yeah.
Many stripes and no stripe at the same time. So we were talking about this before, and a listener tweeted at us, the Rams. You got to love the Rams helmet, don't you? It's kind of, the Rams helmet is perfect. No stripe. Why would there be a stripe, right? You've got the Rams.
Swirls.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's it.
The Ram horns.
Rams.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect.
That is good. It fits. I think you should know what it is, right? Unless you're for some reason confusing Rams with, like, the truck brand or something. But, like, yeah, I think, you know, you got an idea what a Ram looks like an actual, like, the animal.
It's great.
You got a helmet that works. Yeah.
Eagles. Same idea. Not as good. It's okay. I like the Eagles helmet fine. No problem with it. I just don't love it.
I like what I guess might be considered their secondary mark with the full bird in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe on the jersey?
Yeah. Maybe it's on the shoulders or something. I like that logo. I don't know if they've ever worn it on a helmet. I feel like I've seen it. You know what I'm talking about. I think maybe I hope our audience does. Maybe it's been at midfield a time or two. I don't know.
Okay.
But like the helmet is just, yeah, it's just the wing, right? Basically of an eagle. But this is like it's like landing, I think, is what I've got in my mind. Like the wings are out, like it's coming in to, like, you know, perch on a branch or something. There's no branch depicted in the image, but that's what I think of when I see that. Like the way that logo is, at least in my head, I think. That's what I see. And I like that look a lot. The helmet doesn't really do a lot for me.
The Eagles helmet is the wing, and it just, I'm probably wrong here. I should leave this to my sister-in-law who knows her birds, that it just feels like it could be any bird.
Sure. That's why I like the image with, yes, when you know, like,
I agree,
that's
with you.
An eagle. Put that on the helmet.
I agree. The eagle's head. They have that logo, the head. They used to have, so like in the Randall Cunningham years, they had an eagle in flight holding a football.
Okay, that might be what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
That might
be. The full bird,
yeah,
holding a football as it's flying. Which, don't put it past an eagle to do that.
Oh, the eagle would probably puncture the football.
I don't know.
But
good hands.
I think it could carry a football.
So let me try to transition here out of just like logo talk. The Eagles are on the Bills schedule. Week 17 is the Eagles game. I was listening to a podcast it was a stream last night, a draft, and they were talking about Joe Flacco. So it's Scott Barrett, who was on our show recently. Last Friday, I think Scott was on with us, Fantasy Points.
Yep.
And I hope I have this close enough. It's an interesting situation in the league. Cleveland quarterback. So I'm drafting all the time, and I'm never picking any of the Browns quarterbacks. At least I'm conscious of it, because I don't want to never be doing anything. I want to, like, be open to, if I have Jerry Jeudy or Njoku, say. Mm-hmm. Cedric Tillman. I want to be open to the Browns quarterback. I just don't trust myself to know which one. And it's not just like maybe Joe Flacco is a good favorite to start the season, But really, I'm more interested in who ends it. The fantasy playoff weeks are what I care about more, right? So I don't. Is Joe Flacco the quarterback of the Browns in weeks 15 through 17? Is Kenny Pickett? Is Shedeur Sanders? Speeding ticket. Is Dylan Gabriel? Like, who is the likeliest December Browns starting quarterback? So they play the Bills in week 15? 16. Week 16, week before the Eagles, is Bills at Browns. And when this conversation about Cleveland, I think I didn't say, like, Barrett likes Flacco more than the market. He thinks they could actually be not bad. He made a whole case, like, and Scott, I think, is a super smart guy. He said how Watson is the only quarterback where Kevin Stefanski could not at all make it work. Kevin O'Connell gets all the credit in Minnesota, deservedly. But Watson is the only guy.
Yeah, Stefanski did great with your name here 2 years ago.
Including Flacco.
Including Flacco, right.
Flacco lit it up end of the season for Cleveland. So he's like, I don't know if he did more of a roster analysis in this. I don't remember him doing that. But just maybe they're not bad and he stays in. And how good are these prospects anyway? They have the two rookies that they're going to see, you know, chapter and verse from all offseason and into the season on the practice field. But what are the odds that either of them is actually good? It's not only that. If the Browns are 4-9, they've got no reason to keep playing Joe Flacco.
Regardless of how good one of them, go try is what you would do there.
And get us the higher draft pick if it doesn't work.
I respect the effort here. I just well, I mean, I called it when they got to the playoffs. Like, there's turnover luck, and there can be, I think, non-turnover luck. Like, good luck, good fortune not making turnovers. And I just think Flacco is, it's unlikely to me he's going to be good enough. I just think the mistakes will come. Or teams are just going to, you know, they'll be on it in a way. Like, he came in midstream, and then maybe there wasn't a lot to know about what he was going to do and what his tendencies were, and it worked for a while. And then, you know, Houston just picked him off twice for pick sixes in the playoff game, and that was the end of the ride. I would expect that to happen sooner this year if he starts week one. So I don't think it lasts, but I don't have to be right about that, but I wouldn't want to bank on it.
Well, where I was going with this when I thought about it earlier, listening to I like the Browns take and kind of want to consider it for fantasy. Not that for you, but more just like the Bills season ahead and the quarterbacks they will face. Correct me if you think it's a different number. If you look at the schedule, I think there are three games on the schedule where right now you really don't know who the quarterback is going to be up for their opponent. Maybe even only two. So maybe even only one. How many? Look, I'll go through it with you. You can tell me how many there are.
I'm looking from the bottom up because you're talking about Cleveland here, and Cleveland certainly fits the bill.
Cleveland is, I think, the toughest one to predict.
Yeah. Like, the Jets are week 18. They don't have a guy in waiting. So it could be someone other than Fields by then if that goes badly, but it's not obvious. Like, they don't have a draft pick waiting there, you know. Like, so they'll probably ride Fields as far as they can.
Do you know who their backup is?
I don't even know.
Tyrod Taylor.
Okay, so you could put him in because it's going so badly with Fields. So maybe that happens.
Careful if you put him in, like, in week 8.
Might be good.
It could be good.
It could be good.
But isn't that usually what happens?
Working
with him?
Backwards there. Jets, Eagles, no. Cleveland, yes. Patriots, no. Bengals, no. Steelers,
maybe.
Maybe, but, you know, if Rodgers doesn't get hurt,
he's playing.
Are they benching him?
I agree. That's right. Right. That's the right question.
So, Houston, no. Tampa, no. Miami, no. I hesitated a little. No. Kansas City, no.
Think about it first. So Kansas City in 2024 came to play the Bills undefeated, played Mahomes, risky. They lost, and they were better for it. Because this way they did not have to go play Denver in Denver. Mm-hmm. They could take basically 2 weeks off, and that worked out for them. maybe this year is the year they come to. We always lose to them in the regular season.
Yeah.
You're playing possum, and we see Minshew. Can you imagine? Would that be the absolute best if Andy Reid, the Wednesday before the Bills game, both teams are like 7-1 or something? He's like, we're going to make a change. Don't worry, guys. I've got a plan.
This has just turned into the worst segment in the history of the show.
No, I mean, not even the worst segment of the day.
Guys. Carolina, no. Atlanta, no.
I wish you didn't go backwards. But
New England, no. Sorry. New England, no. New Orleans.
All right.
There you go. Week four. What's their plan right now?
I think they're going with their rookie.
Shug.
Tyler Shug. I don't hear anything else from the Saints or about the Saints.
I don't want to Miami, New York again, and Baltimore. Like, it's really that Cleveland game is the only one if you eliminate the Saints. And it's early enough in the year that even if Shug, it goes badly, like, he's not going to be benched by then. So if he's there, if he's the number one guy, which we'll have some clue about once we get to training camp, a more definitive clue anyway, I suppose, then you're playing, that's who you're playing.
The other Saints quarterback to consider is Spencer Rattler, who was a late-round pick last year. There's no experienced veteran there
right, for
them to use for the first chunk of the season until they're so down so bad, then they go to Tyler Shug. So I think we'd be getting him. I think, but that's not 100%. It might be 90% who the Bills will face when they face the Saints. They're a 12.5-point favorite for that game, their biggest spread of the year. The rare Sunday afternoon Bills game. Early. The rare 1 o'clock. They have 2 1 o'clock kickoffs at home out of 9 games. New Orleans and Tampa. For now. The Jet game could end up being that in week 18. But for now, those and the rest of them won't be. There's 2 on the schedule. They're not flexing Bills-Bengals to 1 o'clock probably unless both teams are. If one team's really bad, if the Bengals don't have it, then maybe they would do that.
They could take that game out of there for something else. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So New Orleans, it's what we think. I'm going to say 90%. Tyler Shug, week 4. Mahomes, it's probably higher than that for the Chief game. I think I make a good case for Minshew there. Losing to Buffalo in the regular season has been great for us. Why should we try to beat him? I mean, why? So, all right, I'll stop. And then Pittsburgh, you're right on Rodgers. Rodgers is never getting benched.
Right. I really think they could be, they could have 2 wins. But if he's healthy, they're going to keep going.
That was the Jets. That was the Jets season that just happened.
Yeah.
He didn't come out until the Bills got up 40-0 in the third quarter, and then he came out.
I mean, if it goes really badly, but he's healthy, but they're really struggling, I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him to walk away. Like, they could end up on someone else because he just goes, the Himalayas called.
Absolutely.
I got things to do.
That's right, too. That happens before he gets benched. If they want to bench him, he retires.
Right. Yeah. I agree with that.
Even for whatever reasons he might have. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be nonsense reasons. It could just be, I can't do this anymore. I thought I could. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm 42.
I'm healthy, but I don't feel good.
You know, I can't play.
I didn't have a devastating injury, but I can't do it. I can't run away from people like I want to, and this is not working.
The arm gives out, and it's over. And then it's Mason Rudolph, I guess, or Will Howard.
Sure.
It's going to be May, both New England games. Cleveland, who knows? What would you bet on week 16? Who's Cleveland?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's quarterback for that game. Bills at Browns.
I would bet on Sanders.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
They're terrible and they just
They're terrible. Maybe they try the other guy first. and they get to Sanders eventually. It could be the other order. I don't know. I mean, I'm going on the draft order, really, which is not necessarily the healthiest way to do this, smartest way to do
it. Well, it might be. I mean, they could have a competition just between the two.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's probably what they should do. But Gabriel probably should get the first crack. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter. It's weird if he doesn't. What you're trying to do, I think, if you're the Browns, I think like the GM mostly in these cases, you just don't want to look like an idiot. And why did you pick a quarterback on day two when you're the Browns and just like, we'll just pick another one and play him over this guy? Like, I mean, you would have all the practice time and everything to evaluate. That's what you would say, is it comes down to. But for as many people that were negative towards Shedeur Sanders, almost nobody was out there saying that Dylan Gabriel was a better prospect than Sanders. Mm-hmm. Like almost nobody was saying that. Not, it isn't literally nobody, but it was very few people. So I don't know if the Browns felt differently about that. They did draft Gabriel first, but Sanders was a special case. And if he plays before Gabriel, you'd question the GM, like, or the owner, if you just want to take the GM off the hook for these kinds of things with Cleveland and blame the owner for everything they do that's weird. I mean, there are those people too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long ways off, but I like thinking about the season all the time. And the schedule's great. Last year, the stadium, everything, high expectations, and putting quarterbacks in the slots is fun. There's just not that many where you don't know. And I guess that's pretty typical. If they played, not Atlanta. Man, it's where we're at in the league right now. It's going to say somebody like Atlanta or Carolina. But their quarterbacks are both super young.
Right.
One is literally named young, by the way. But those aren't teams like the Browns would be, or, you know, some like Derek Carr when he was healthy with the Saints, where you have these veteran quarterbacks on teams that are probably bad, and you get to the end of the season, you look ahead and think, well, they might not be out there. Russell Wilson and the Giants would be one of these.
Yep.
But there are more. It's a very exciting time in the league for quarterbacks. I mean, so many in their prime, good to great ones, like what the Bills have in Allen, of course. And then you have Atlanta, Carolina, and how many other teams where they range from, at the top, like super excited, New England Atlanta,
right.
Yep. Denver. I mean, they're Washington, quintessentially Washington, down to whatever Chicago is, or maybe that's the Giants with Dart. Maybe that's the Saints with Shug, where like you just we have hope. Chicago would be hopeful.
Sure.
Maybe not confident, but hopeful. That was a very rough year.
Yeah.
Williams.
Yeah.
803-0550 to chat. We did a lot of Sabres last hour too. What they do here in the next couple of weeks. The draft is a week from tomorrow night. Or at least the start of it is. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Lines open for you. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.